The tanker, owned by Fairbanks-based Big State Logistics, was headed to a customer on the North Slope Sunday when it slid off the road around milepost 189 of the Dalton near Wiseman and overturned around 8:15 p.m. The State Department of Environmental Conservation issued a news release Monday afternoon stating the cause of the wreck was unknown and under investigation by the State Transportation Department, and that the driver was taken to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital where he was treated and released. Ashley Adamczak is an environmental specialist with the Fairbanks DEC office. She says the tanker's rear compartment ruptured and spilled about 1,200 gallons of diesel. Big State Logistics sent personnel Sunday night to recover about 9,000 gallons that was still in the wrecked tanker that was pumped into another tanker and sent on its way to the North Slope. Adamczak says at some point after the fuel was removed, the wrecked tractor trailer caught fire.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Adamczak says investigators with DEC were unable to survey the spill Monday because of the fire.
Due to the fact that the fire was burning, we haven't been able to get in too close to look at it.
Adamczak couldn't confirm Monday afternoon whether the fire had been extinguished. She says investigators hope to get back into the area soon to survey the spill.
One of their first priorities will be delineating the area of contamination, which means basically checking the soil for that petroleum and seeing how much of an impacted area we have.
Adamczak says DEC will have a better estimate on how much of the ultra-low sulfur diesel was spilled once the tanker carrying the remaining load gets to its customer. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.